Today's Coaching Coordinator Quick Cast is with Terry Joseph, the passing game coordinator at the University of Texas. In this Quick Cast from the Louisiana Football Coaches Association Clinic, Coach shares everything that they do from beginning with after the game, taking it through to how they teach their players. You can find this entire talk on CoachTube with examples on film of how Coach breaks it down, how they think about it, and again, how they teach their players. I highly recommend this one if you are a defensive coach. The link to this one can be found in the show notes. Here's Coach Terry Joseph, University of Texas.
So what I'm going to talk to you about today is how we develop our weekly pass game defense game plan. And really what that's going to do is going to take you through the day after the game, when we get in here on Sunday, what we do to develop that game plan. So I hope that you guys get something out of it. First of all, when we talk about game planning, you know, my job as the pass game coordinator is to be an expert in the opponent's game plan. And so on Sunday, when I get in here, after I grade the tape, I look at the quality self-scout quality control charts. Here's what my day looks like. The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to watch all of the opponent's pass plays over 30 yards. I want to see their chunk plays, their chunk passes. Like, what are they doing to move the ball down the field? And I'll take notes on that and see if there's any tendencies. Then I'll move to watch all the turnovers and all of the sacks. I think it's important to see those game-changing plays and see what's going on there. And then probably the meat and potatoes of my day, I'm going to watch and draw every pass on first and second down from every formation, because that really gives me a feel of what are they trying to do, who they are, where are certain receivers aligning. So there's a lot of technology out there right now where that can draw it for you. But for me personally, I like to draw myself. Then the next cut up I'll watch is the every target that they throw to the top, their top receiver. I want to see every pass that they threw that he was the intended target. What kind of coverage is he going against? Is it press? Is it off? What's his go-to move? What does he like to do in big situations? Where it gives me a better feel for how we're going to defend that guy. And then next, I'll move to the RPO game by formation, because that won't show up in my first or second down pass game, because those are technically labeled as runs. So I'll go back and kind of see by formation how they're attacking defenses with the RPO game. Is the quarterback a runner, or is he more of a thrower? The next cut up that I like to watch is all of their tempo plays sorted by game. You know, the reason I like to watch that cut up by game is that usually offenses like to bring different tempo plays in week to week. So it gives me opportunity to see what are they doing week two versus week four versus week five. And then one of the last things that I'll do before I go home for night is to watch the TV copy of the last game that they played. That just gives me a feel for how he's calling the game. How fast are they going? What are they doing after big plays? How quick are they subbing different guys in and out of the game? So I like to watch that game before I leave. So now it's Sunday. And one thing, what do I want to know before I leave the office on Sunday? Well, number one, I want to know, did the Saints win? That's the most important thing before I leave. And I'm joking, but I'm not joking. I mean, I really want to know if the Saints won their game on Sunday. But so I check on that. But then we get into our opponent work. I want to know what's their identity in the pass game. You know, who are they? What are they trying to do? And what possible issues do they cause our defense? So those are the top two questions that I'm trying to answer. Who are they, and what issues do we have to bring up and have a solution for? Then the next thing is, can we win in one-on-one situations? And that's in the back end, in the secondary, but that's also with the D-line, with the pass rush. Because if we feel like we can expose some one-on-one situations and give them some problems in a one-on-one, now it gives us the freedom to do some different things all over the place. But if we can win one-on-one, we're going to try to expose that until they do something about it. The next thing is there a common factor in the turnovers and the sacks? Like, is there one lineman giving up? Is it one player turning it over? Is there a certain pressure that the quarterback panics and throws the ball to the other team. So things like that are what I want to kind of find out before I leave on Sunday. And then I say, what coverages don't we want to run in the game? Like every time they've seen this coverage, they've done a great job. So some things that we don't want to do on that Saturday, we might have to pull out of the game plan. That takes it off the table where we don't even have to worry about repping it early in the week and clouding our guys' mind. And then the last thing is, what are the staples of their offense? And then from there, we start to build what's really the essence of this presentation. So here's some examples of different types of alerts. You know, right here, you know, we're talking about a formation alert. You know, King's Trips gun minus was 100% pass versus that team. The next one was 4x1, bottom of the numbers. We're looking glance routes. So different things. Here's a motion alert. Looks like versus Michigan. Wide receiver motion to the yoke. See, he motions, so he's trying to hide that he's going to come out the back door. Route ID, you know, number 3 to the flat. When this team, where we're playing that week, when they ran 3 to the flat, we were getting shots by the 1 and 2 to that side over the flat player's head. So we just want to be aware of that route ID. Third down, we'll see that one as we get to the video. X under this team, I think that's Boston College, ran 3 verticals from the field and then situational field zone. 40 to 40, what are they trying to do? And then in the red zone, you see number 2 on the ball. They gave us certain routes that they were going to run, the smash or the spade. Okay, how do we teach our guys? I think this is the biggest thing that you probably can take out of this tape. Players want to be helped. Players want to make plays. And when they feel like you as a coach can help them make plays, the buy-in is unbelievable. And we start these teaching these alerts Monday morning, and we have different ways that we give it to them because all players learn differently. Right? Obviously, there's the alert tape. We're about to watch the alert tape during this presentation. But basically, that puts a slide sheet with the alert. It'll see, you see the play over and over and over again. There's teach pages and pictures. They're going to get those teach pages and pictures on their phone, on their iPads, also in their hand. Right? Those things, they're going to get it every way that we can communicate. They're going to see these alerts. Okay, and then daily quizzes, both verbal, off the film, and also paper. The whole meeting is going to be basically an alert quiz that you can see it pop up. It'll be in the cut up. We can stop the meeting, give a quiz. We can ask a player to talk to us about a different alert. And then practice reps, right? Recognition, communication. And then as we get later in the week, then we start focusing in on the execution. But earlier in the week, it's about recognition, communication, okay? And then player ownership. Yes, as coaches, we probably provide most of the alerts. But at the end of the day, we want our players to buy, it's their defense. So we want them to watch the film and come up with alerts that they see, that they find, because now we know that they're studying the tape.
Thank you again for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. Stay tuned as we ramp up some new content in our training camp series and then our weekly series and episodes for the in season. We'll have some new guest hosts and we're excited about everything that's going to be happening. Follow all we do at coachingcoordinator.com. Follow me on Twitter @CoachKGrabowski.